channels. The radio channels. CRN.
This sponsored program is presented for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program, and we suggest you always consult your own medical, legal, financial, or personal advisor.
It is 11 p.m. in the East and 8 p.m. here in Southern California. This is Larry W. with the Monday night edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network. We are here every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday here on RTN, the Voice of Recovery, with stories of people who are in recovery themselves or those who are assisting people in recovery, and sometimes a little bit of both, which is what we'll be talking about tonight. I want to let everybody know that, as I say, we are here 8 to 10 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's 8 to 10 Pacific time here on CRN Digital Talk. Constantine is not with me tonight. He will be joining me again soon. Tomorrow night, I will be back with another guest. It will be Dr. Terry Egan, who's the medical director of Moonview Sanctuary here in Southern California. It's a unique outpatient treatment facility. On Wednesday night, Richard C. and the Old Timers. Richard will be back with Paul Appleby, who will tell us a little bit more about Cope Behavioral Services in Tucson, Arizona, as well as his own story of recovery. Tonight, I'm really excited about our guest. He is John Giordano, the author of Proven Holistic Treatment for Addiction and Chronic Relapse. You may have seen him already. He's been on Intervention on A&E. He's been interviewed by Geraldo, by Wolf Blitzer, Donnie Deutsch, and others. But tonight we get him for a full action-packed 2 hours, so I'm excited about that. We're going to go into depth about his treatment center, which is G&G Holistic Treatment Center in North Miami Beach, Florida. It is an inpatient and outpatient facility that also, but you can tell by the name Holistic Treatment Center, uses a variety of methods. And we're going to be talking about not only the treatment, not only John Giordano's book, but also his own story, remarkable story of addiction and recovery, a very inspiring story. He is now 23 years in recovery. John has just a very engaging story. Lots of information for you out there, for a loved one, or for yourself if you're struggling with any of number of addictions or addictive behaviors or stress or depression. Tonight's show is for you. As always, last weekend I attended Yuccaholics. As you know, that was the 21st annual comedy benefit for supporting area recovery homes here in Southern California. I saw some of the comedians who were here last week in support of that benefit, Barry Diamond, Mick Betancourt, and a number of others. And I'm going to try to remember and steal as many of the jokes as I had over there. And maybe we'll even have a few funny lines if I can remember them and steal them appropriately. And after a while, I will actually take them as my own. And at some point, Tomas is here. Right, Tomas? Don't I usually tell a joke? And maybe after a couple of times, I pretend that I even made it up. But I don't.
That's very true.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome back to you. I hope your weekend was all right. If your football teams won or...
Well, my baseball team won.
Your
enemy.
My enemy, the Boston Red Sox. I can say that for another couple of minutes until Boston joins us at 6:30 after the hour. So for the moment, I have to get out all my enmity about the Red Sox.
And frustrations. Well, you know, what can I say? And then your team bosses decide to fire the best thing that they've had in a number of years.
That's so right. And then A-Rod's opting out, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all sorts of fun stuff for
Yankees
me.
Yankees are deteriorating.
Right before my eyes.
Yes.
Well, I had fun in the 50s and I had fun in the 90s, so it's all right.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So with that, we have the stuff in the news tonight also. There's a recovery news. We will do our Media Watch segment at some point. That we now call our Sober Report, S-O-B-E-R, with apologies or thanks to Stephen Colbert. But tonight it's John Giordano with his remarkable story of recovery and also the help he's been providing through G&G Holistic Treatment Center in North Miami Beach, Florida. So with that, you can join us too, 800-336-2225. Larry W. on There Is a Solution. You're listening to the Recovery Talk Network, only on CRN Digital Talk.
The best, values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Millions of weekly readers of the Penny Saver Shopper already know us as the best source of local shopping values. But did you know that we're online too? At PennySaverUSA.com, you'll find more of what you're looking for. Hundreds of thousands of items for sale from local, regional, and national retailers, plus neighborhood garage sales, free stuff, used cars, antiques, furniture, real estate, and a whole lot more. Browse our classifieds, download coupons, enter contests, and read restaurant reviews. You'll never know what you'll find. So next time you're shopping online, make your first stop, PennySaverUSA.com, where the best values are just a click away.
The best, values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Chances are someone you love deals with the challenges of alcoholism, compulsive eating, drug abuse, or some other addiction or compulsive behavior. Maybe even you. My name is Larry W. on the Recovery Talk Network. Join me live Monday and Tuesday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 8 to 10 Pacific, and Richard C. on Wednesdays, where we'll feature individuals with firsthand knowledge of addiction and recovery. That's the Recovery Talk Network, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 8 to 10 Pacific, here on CRN Digital Talk. This is Larry W. on There Is a Solution. It's the Monday night edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network, welcoming in our Langer Broadcasting listeners on WLTH in Gary, Indiana, in the Chicago environs, and Boston, Massachusetts area on WBIX 1060 AM. Congratulations to all of the Boston, all of the Boston Red Sox fans, and of course the Patriot fans. Tomas is here on the our engineer. Good evening to you, Tomas.
Good evening, Larry.
Glad to have you, and I know you had a good weekend. But for those of us who are back into Mondays and recovery, I know I always started diets on Monday, a lot of promises. You know, people think about New Year's resolutions. For those of us in recovery, and especially for those out there struggling with loved ones who may not yet be in recovery, Monday was always the night that and the day that, all right, this day is going to be different after a weekend, perhaps of binging, of drug use, alcohol abuse, even compulsive overeating. And I did the alcohol and compulsive overeating. And in fact, I got to my first AA meeting, speaking of Mondays, where I got and stayed sober in North Miami, Florida, something called the Biscayne Room, which I understand is no longer there. But in North Miami, Florida, on July 21st, 1975. So now I'm sober 32 years, thanks to North Miami. And that's as good a segue as any, because our guest tonight for an action-packed, information-packed 2 hours, John Giordano. John is the founder of G&G Holistic Treatment Center in North Miami Beach, Florida. It is a 62-bed inpatient facility with outpatient services. And he is also an author, and we're going to find out more about his book, Proven Holistic Treatment for Addiction and Chronic Relapse. And with that, by the way, you can go to his website, www.drugrehabcenter.com. You're going to hear lots about the treatment that he provides and has been providing, also about his book and how that came about. But even more important, for those of you out there struggling, it's an inspiring story. And with that, I want to welcome in John Giordano. Thanks for calling in tonight, John.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
I'm really excited. I know, as people may be familiar with you, you've been on Geraldo and on A&E's Intervention, as well as with Donnie Deutsch and Wolf Blitzer. So I'm really thrilled and honored to have you with me tonight.
Well, I'm honored to be here because, you know, Larry's doing a heck of a job helping people, and that's what I'm all about as well, because somebody helped me that didn't even know me.
Well, that's interesting, because I know we want to get to your mission and your goal, and having read through a lot of the information about you and about your center there in North Miami Beach, start off a little bit, and I want to get into your story after the break, but start a little bit about, so people are not familiar with, what does the Holistic Treatment Center do? What sorts of patients do you see? Is it just of one kind, just another? What sorts of substance abuse or activities do you see the patients that you provide for?
Well, you know, the substance abuse treatment field is changing dramatically, and thank God, because, you know, we were in the dark ages for quite a while. And what we do is look at, and a lot of treatment centers are starting to look at this as addictions, not just addiction.
Ah, good point.
You know, I don't no longer know how many people out there are just alcoholics. Most of them are cross-addicted.
Well, that's true, too. And even, and we're going to talk about that, too, they might even recover in one and still switch to another, what I call changing deck chairs on the Titanic.
Hey, that's what I call it. It's funny that you said that.
But I figured it before you said it, I figured I'd get it in.
Well, that's because you got more years than I have.
Ah, well, you got, but you're 23 years. Believe me, a lot of people. If my applause button was working tonight, and I'm going to be talking to the staff in the morning, you'd get that. Double-digit sobriety is good under any circumstances.
You know, I know sometimes people are hard to relate to something like that, but to me, you're only as clear as whoever woke up earliest in the morning, because we still face challenges. And what we do at the treatment center is we teach them about reality. Listen, drugs and alcohol are the issue, and other behaviors and sexual addiction, and you have eating disorders, and you have compulsive behaviors and things of that nature, anxiety. We're a dual-diagnosed program. We look at the whole person, but we look at their life. Drugs and alcohol and that is the easy part. I know for some out there it may seem a little difficult to swallow, but the bottom line is to learn how to live life on life's terms.
That is so important. And in looking at the materials, and by the way, I want everyone can go to our website at recoverytalknetwork.com and see the link to the Giordano and Goldfarb Holistic Addiction Treatment Center, or go directly to drugrehabcenter.com. And we see that there are lots of things when the people who are presented to you, and it could be drugs, but even drugs, there are a lot of different. There's opiates and there's other drugs. And you can handle, or you're the patients that you see, the people that you treat, might be any of a number of these substances. Is that right?
We're finding out, by doing a thorough intake, we're finding out more and more people have a lot of underlying diagnoses that sometimes are often missed.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you go to a treatment center, when a psychiatrist gives you an evaluation, sometimes, they're, you know, the older times, they were on drugs and alcohol, and they're doing a psychiatric on them, and then diagnosing them with different labels.
Right.
You know, and, you know, it's kind of hard to do things like that. So people walk around with some labels on their forehead. You know, oh, well, I'm a bipolar, whatever that means. You know.
Which is an interesting word in and of itself. Well, we're going to talk a lot more about that. My guest, John Giordano, has lots to say about his own story. We're going to hear that in a little bit, but also about the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Center. We'll also take your calls here, 800-336-2225. You won't want to miss John Giordano. More with him right after this on the Recovery Talk Network on CRN Digital Talk.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-931-7721 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12-107, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-931-7721. That's 1-800-931-7721. Sears, where it begins.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone, When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0362. 1-800-410-0362. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0362.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
This is Larry W. We're back. It's 15 minutes after the hour here on Recovery Talk Network and Langer Broadcasting, WBIX 1060 AM in Boston, WLTH in Gary, Indiana. My guest tonight, John Giordano, has a remarkable story. We're discussing first off tonight a little bit about his Holistic Addiction Treatment Center in my old stomping grounds in North Miami Beach, Florida. John, I guess you're up there near 163rd Street, as I understand.
That's where I am.
I used to practice law and did, well, like as I say, I got sober in North Miami, so I did my last bit of drinking up there. I lived on 135th Street, and so I hope to get down and see you and relive some bad and some good old memories over there.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Amen to that. Now, you come by your treatment expertise, rather not so uniquely, by some of your own story. I'd like to hear a little bit about that. Where did you grow up, and how did you get involved in drugs and alcohol?
Well, I grew up in New York City, and I was in gangs when I was a kid. My father was a heroin dealer, and, you know, I thought I was cursed when I was a kid. You see, I figured, you know, anything that bad can happen, happened to me. I mean, I had a great family, a little nuts, like most of our families, I believe, but it was a real great family, and the only trouble is my father was a heroin dealer. My uncles were involved in the rackets, and they did everything you could possibly think to people. So it was kind of crazy growing up. I remember when I was 7 years old, the FBI at my house ripping my house apart. Well, I guess they were the FBI. Later on, they told me that's what it was. They were looking for drugs and monies and all kinds
evidence,
of
evidence, sure.
So it was kind of crazy growing up. And I got into gangs eventually and was in a black gang, was in a Spanish gang, and all kinds of different gangs. And one day I decided we were driving by a buddy of mine. We looked up and we saw this place. We thought it was a Chinese laundry, but it happened to be a karate school. And as sick as we were, we went up there. We wanted to kick the heck out of the karate teacher.
How's that working for you, as Dr. Bill would say?
That didn't work out too well. It was getting late, and I had to go home, and the next day we wound up joining the school. And I never forget this in my life. I've been studying the martial arts for 45 years, and since that day. Well, I went up there, and I was a street punk, and this guy was showing how to block a punch. And he was a little round guy, short guy, round stomach, and I says, what is this? Are they crazy? This guy's teaching self-defense. So he says, who would like to volunteer? I'm going to show you how to block a punch. And he says, oh, me, right away. So as he was talking, I decided to sneak punch him in the head.
Because you're a tough kid, right?
Oh, I was.
I thought
crazy
you were.
Kid.
Yeah.
And so I went to punch him in the head. All I know is the next thing I realized, Larry, I was on the floor. I had a foot in my mouth and this little round face smiling at me. Well, I thought I died and went to heaven. I says, sign me up forever.
Wow.
And that got me out of the gangs, and I started doing karate and judo and jiu-jitsu 7 days a week, as much as I could get.
And you were still a teenager,
right? I was very obsessive, compulsive. I didn't realize it at the time.
But you're a teenager at the time.
I was a teenager. Won national champions, did everything. I would drink with my buddies. They're all Irish guys, but I used to get sick and throw up. So I didn't want to drink too much. I didn't really care for it. I didn't start using drugs till I was about 19. And that happened kind of strange because what happened, I was moved down to Florida when I was 17. And here I am, I'm teaching karate, and I'm at a hotel, and these guys would come to my class stoned. And I says, are you guys out of your mind? And I would exercise them until they were throwing up. And I figured they'll quit. Well, they didn't. They came back the next day and the next day. And I says, you keep coming back. I keep making you sick and throwing up. I don't understand what's going on. They said, well, why don't you try it, since you're knocking it so much? It was back in the 60s. I says, okay. So I gave it a shot, and I tried acid. Well, that took me on a journey. I didn't realize. The guy showed me this little bottle with clear liquid in it. I said, what's that? He said, acid. So I drank the whole thing. Well, I didn't know there was 10 hits in there. So I disappeared for like, I don't know, 3-4 days. I was in space. And then I started my journey with doing drugs. And wow. I tried every drug known to man. And I kept on doing it. First I started with pot. And then I did with pills. And, you know, and I always said I would never follow my family's footsteps.
Sure.
Well, you know how that goes.
Right. Well, it is a family disease. And for those of you out there, this is all of our stories in one way or another. Those of us who have been caught in the grips of an addiction, addictive behaviors or substances, but also recovery. And it is a great story of recovery. Very inspiring. John Giordano will be back with more of his story of recovery and also more about the Holistic Treatment Center. This is Larry W. There is a Solution. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
I admitted I was powerless over my addiction. My life had become unmanageable. I had tried to quit on my own, but it never worked. In Narcotics Anonymous, I learned that it is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you considering bankruptcy? With the new bankruptcy laws, you may not qualify. There is another option. Call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Let Financial Freedom of America show you how their proven debt reduction system can save you thousands or tens of thousands. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. You need to have $10,000 or more in credit card debt to qualify for this program. Don't suffer from the burden and hardship of your overwhelming debts any longer. They'll do all the work for you. Call Financial Freedom of America today at 800-781-9713. That's 800-781-9713. For your free consultation, call Financial Freedom of America now, 800-781-9713.
Hello?
Mr. Johnson, this is Greg's cell phone calling.
My son, Greg?
Yeah, I'm with him all the time. I know what's up.
Yeah? What's up?
Well, the other night, Greg was at this cat's crib, and he was smoking a blunt.
What? I'll put the fear into that kid?
No, I meant the other dude. Greg passed.
Still, if he was there, let me talk to Greg.
Hold up. G's taking a test right now. I'm turned off.
And then how can...
Try us back after school. That's prime time.
Talking. The anti-drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Here's a CRN program reminder. A great show has been moving here on CRN. Here to tell you about it, Ed McMahon.
Yes, Mike, thank you. We're moving to 6 o'clock on Saturday night on the West Coast, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. Tune in to Ed McMahon's Lifestyles Live.
Hey, Ed, you're right after Dick Sinclair's polka party.
Oh, I like that.
It's 24 minutes after the hour. Larry W., that is Devil Doll. She's been a guest here on the show. And Alana Downey, her producer. We'll be back again, too, with more stories of musicians and singers in recovery. Lots of other shows coming up. Tomorrow night, it's Dr. Terry Egan of Moonview Sanctuary. I talked to Gil Gerard today. People remember him from Buck Rogers in the 21st Century. He's going to be coming on, and lots of folks. But tonight, it's John Giordano we're discussing and hearing his really inspiring story from a son of a drug user, drug dealer, to becoming one. John, you were telling us about how you got involved in drugs, of course, in the 60s, some acid, and you were off to the races.
Well, you know what's interesting? That I didn't realize it at the time. So I was molested when I was a kid. And like I said earlier, I thought I was cursed. I was molested when I was a kid, and I carried that around for I don't know how many years. I wasn't sure if I, because part of me liked it, and a lot of people that have been molested don't realize that. Because, you know, if you touch enough places, you might feel good, even though it feels terrible at the same time.
That's right.
Very confusing for a little boy.
Absolutely.
And I carried that for years. Never told a priest or anything, because I was, you know, I was raised Catholic, and I was always ashamed, and I carried that shame and that guilt with me for a long time. And then I quit school at the age of 16, and I had real low self-esteem because I couldn't spell very well, or my grammar wasn't the greatest. I was even ashamed of my New York accent.
Ah, well,
I don't know. How do you hide that?
Well, forget about it. So my father was born in Brooklyn. You were born in the Bronx. So
that's right.
I don't know how we do it. But you
so
did it.
It was difficult, and I didn't realize at the time. I just pushed to the side, and I just thought it was part of the, you know, the landscape.
Interesting. So you did continue to use drugs. Now, were you still working throughout some of this time?
Well, I was still teaching karate. I led a double life. What you saw was not what you got, and that's what really eventually brought me down. You see, what was happening was I got married to a Playboy bunny. I was married four times. I was married to a Playboy bunny. I thought that was really cool. I was this hot guy with, you know, a hot girl. Well, we both were empty. All we did was fight. And then later on, what we did was fight over the drugs.
Ah.
You know, and sex was used as a weapon, which I didn't blame her, you know.
Sure.
You know, and I was a lunatic. And, you know, I used to blame her, which I didn't take a look at myself, along with, you know, what addicts do. We all blame everybody
else. Finger pointing in the other direction.
Right.
Always.
You know, and that's what I went through for quite a while. And I had two children. And, of course, they became addicts. And it was like a real nightmare, you know. And what had happened was that I used to collect money for the smugglers, and I used to sell drugs. And I was doing everything I said I would never, ever do. And I used to look in a mirror. Sometimes I just wanted to punch myself in the face. I couldn't believe that I was doing the things I was doing, cheating on my wife, blaming her. Well, you don't want to have sex? I'll go out and
right.
I could cheat. What's the difference?
Of course.
I lost everything, my spirituality, everything that a human being loses, that what addicts lose. And I lost it.
Sure. And this went on for a number of years, I take it.
Yes, it went on for about 20 years.
My goodness. Now, at some point, I know from reading a bit about you, there was the word that we use now. I mean, you've been clean and sober. You've talked about it for 23 years. The word intervention comes up in your story.
Right.
How did that come about?
Well, you know, it's, you know, the old adage is that the guy has to hit bottom and he's got to want it. Well, I was everything from opposite. I had money. I had everything. I hit a bottom, I guess, an emotional bottom after I was in treatment for a while, but I didn't hit bottom, per se, in my head before I got into treatment. They did an intervention on me. My brother, my friends, my partner in our business. We had a business, a car wash. We had about 35 guys working for us, but that was our cover for all the other things we were doing.
Ah, right.
And they're telling me I need help, and half of them were either using or doing other stuff.
Right.
But the one thing that turned me on, my wife said she was going to leave me, which I was thinking about maybe it's not so bad. But then she said that I'm not going to see my children, which that I didn't go for. And then my mother turned around and says, don't ever call me again. I don't want to speak to you ever again. And my mother would never, ever say that to me. I mean, I could kill somebody. She'd say, maybe it was an accident or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's, you know, mother's. Only never, mother's love.
Right. So it hit me real hard. So I says, okay, I'll go in. And my idea was, I'll go in. Let him get me off my back. Maybe I need a rest. And I'll come out and I won't use as much.
Exactly.
So I put some I had some Coke in my sock. Huh. I went into the bathroom, got high, and went upstairs.
Interesting. It's a great story. John Giordano, we're going to hear how his conversion came about here after his intervention, and also how he's been working so well and so hard, helping so many others who are in need of treatment and recovery. John Giordano is our guest for the 2 hours tonight. Larry W. on Recovery Talk Network and CRN Digital Talk. We'll be right back.
Digital Talk.
Do you eat when you're not hungry? Do you eat to escape? Is your weight affecting your life? Is your life affecting your weight? Can you answer no to these questions? Thousands of other people can't either. See, you're not alone. If you're concerned about your eating habits, your relationship with food, or you think you suffer from compulsive eating, contact Overeaters Anonymous. We can help. After all, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Get ready for a toll-free number to Associated Tax Relief. Associated Tax Relief has helped others settle their tax debt with the IRS for mere pennies on the dollar. Associated Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are experts at negotiating with the IRS to settle your debt and put an end to the letters, wage garnishment, and hassles. In fact, the IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your tax debt for less than what you owe. You owe it to yourself to find out how you could save literally thousands of dollars on your tax debt by calling for a free consultation. There's absolutely no cost or obligation for this free tax consultation. Get the facts on how Associated Tax Relief can help you settle your debt with the IRS. Call now. 800-659-9787. 800-659-9787. Don't wait another minute. Call for your free consultation. 800-659-9787. 800-659-9787.
Hi, I'm Faith Hill for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. And if you're planning to party it up, don't forget to give up those keys and choose a designated driver. Remind your friends to do the same, because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
This kiss, unsinkable.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-206-8628 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-206-8628. That's 1-800-206-8628. 1-800-206-8628. Sears, where it begins.
Your credit card debt is getting out of control. You're having trouble making the monthly minimums. Sound familiar? You have to do something, but what? Well, you don't have to file for bankruptcy. The mortgage brokers want you to put up your family home to pay off credit card debts. Problem is that more often than not, you find yourself using the credit cards again. Only this time, there's no equity left in your home, and you have a whole new pile of credit card debt. It doesn't have to be this way. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people just like you get out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. We're an attorney-driven program with an excellent reputation. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-866-994-4646. That's 1-866-994-4646. Not available in all states. 1-866-994-4646.
Thank you.
It is 34 minutes after the hour. Larry W. back on the Monday edition of There Is a Solution. My guest tonight, you've been listening to his story, John Giordano. He's the author of Proven Holistic Treatment for Addiction and Chronic Relapse. We're going to be talking about all those topics, especially relapse, later on. He's also the president and founder of the prestigious G&G Holistic Treatment Center. We're going to go into more information about Holistica. John, you've been on radio a long time. You've done lots of interviews. These are what we call teases, as you're familiar with that.
Uh-huh.
We're going to let everybody know that they maintain their position there and stay listening. We're also continuing with his remarkable, inspiring story. And we touched on the intervention, which, again, I guess helps people without so-called hitting a bottom on their own. It maybe raises the bottom, I guess, by the statements that your mother told you at that time when it was all or nothing at that point.
Well, you're right on the money. It did raise the bottom. And, you know, when you use drugs and alcohol, you don't really, your brain's offline. I mean, totally off. I didn't know that. If you were to tell me that, I'd probably punch you in the face.
Ah, good point.
But I didn't realize that. How do you know? When you're in it, you don't know. You know that. It's, like, pretty wild.
So at some point, did you wound up, what, in a treatment facility of some kind?
Or? Yeah, I went to Mount Sinai Hospital. I went into treatment, and just like I said earlier, to get everybody off my back. I hated the place. I hated the people. I was embarrassed. I used to wear dark sunglasses in there because I used to teach most of the doctors and nurses' children karate.
Ah,
I didn't want them to know who I was.
Of course.
I thought I was hiding. You know, it was like right, hiding behind a pebble.
Ooh, now I wish I had my rim shot tonight. I wish I'd said that, and I will.
And it was crazy. And the second day I was there, one of the guys came up from the business office. It was one of my students. Well, off came the sunglasses. Not that I was hiding so well anyway. And I was the worst client you could ever want to have. I never unpacked my bags. I was always ready to leave because I didn't have a problem. They had a problem. And I would even get high with most of the people in that place anyway. So I said, what am I doing here? I'm not like these people, you know. And I was just like them and worse. I was those people.
Sure. But it did help. It did work. Now, maybe not the first time. What was your experience?
Well, what happened for me was I was the second week in treatment. I went in around Christmas time, which isn't the greatest time to go in. I wanted to go home during Christmas Eve, and they says, you cannot go home. And I says, well, if you don't let me go home, when you go down in your car, I'm going to have a couple of my black belts wake you up a little bit. And, you know, in a normal treatment center at the time, they would have threw you out. But we knew my family and friends knew the owners and knew the people. And, you know, they said, no, John just says stuff. He gets angry and, you know, blah, 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 like that kind of thing. But
right.
Really, threats of violence, you're out of there.
Sure.
And so I got lucky that way to even realize it at the time. So what happened was I got really angry. They said I couldn't go. I punched a wall. I walked into my room, and I was, like, furious. And when I get angry, I get rageful. You know how addicts and alcoholics are. We get rageful. We don't get just angry.
Yeah, no. Everything's too extremes. Absolutely.
And what I did was, I remember my therapist telling me to pray. And I says, pray to who? God. So I cursed God because that's all I was brought up with. God this, God that. And I said, but look at my life and, you know, poor me. And, you know, that's what we do. It's
of
poor
course.
Me. Oh, my God. Look what everybody did to us. You know. And what happened was he said, why don't you get down on your knees? And I laughed. You know, in the session. And then I remember him saying that, and I went to get down on my knees. And I says, let me get down on my knees. I try to put my first knee down, and for the viewers, this may sound a little strange, but I couldn't get my knee down.
Huh.
And it was, like, really weird, and it really freaked me out, I got to tell you that. And then I pushed my knee down finally, and then I went to get my second knee down, and it just couldn't go down. I was, like, frozen. And then finally I got that knee down, and I started to pray for the first time, not for what I wanted, Larry, but what for a God or whatever you want to call it, the energy out there, or what they thought I needed. And I started to cry. And I started to get in touch with all these emotions come flying out from nowhere. And my anger went away. My rage went away, like, was gone. How sick I was, I tried to get it back.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't come back. And that was the turning point where I started to turn around and realize there was something bigger than me involved in this.
That's so great. So that was, I know, there are people who are I've had guests on the show, some in 12-step programs, and Bill Wilson talks about the white light. Other people like Dennis Marcellino, who found it through Bible study, and in his case, just finding faith in Jesus Christ. It doesn't necessarily matter, but in your case, it was that sort of a spiritual experience, perhaps. I don't know
how you phrase it. All roads lead to Rome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or Jerusalem, as the case may be. Well, that is great, and that's inspiring. Anyway, my guests, you're going to hear more about John Giordano, and as you can tell, for those of you listening to his story, you could not be in better hands from someone who knows exactly what it's like. If you or a loved one are experiencing difficulties with addictive substances or behavior and a variety of other things we're going to talk about, the place is called, first, the website is drugrehabcenter.com. And it is the prestigious G&G Holistic Treatment Center, Addiction Treatment Center in North Miami Beach, Florida. And it's inpatient, I guess, and outpatient. Is that right, John?
Inpatient, outpatient, long-term treatment.
And long-term treatment. Well, I want to talk about that because the word holistic is in there, as well as medical and other. I want to find out about the staff, and I really want to go into information about what people can expect. First of all, if they have a loved one or if they themselves are struggling out there, what can they expect to receive from your center? So first, I guess people want to know, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, that's 1-800-559-9503, or the website.
Right.
DrugRehabCenter.com.
And that information is already on our website at RecoveryTalkNetwork.com, both on our main page and the show information page. So take that down and check it out during the show or afterwards. And as we started to say before, there are people that present themselves to you with a whole variety of issues or substances. So tell me a little bit about the different things that people come to you. In some cases, it's heroin or cocaine.
We get heroin, cocaine, Oxycontin. People want to get off methadone. We get from A to Z.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have 75 employees. A third of those employees came through our treatment center as clients.
Wow, that is impressive.
Work for us.
That is very impressive.
We have therapists that came through as clients. We have people there 8 years clean, 6, 3, 5, 2, a year, even 6 months working as maintenance.
Wow, that's great. Well, we're going to hear more about G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Center here on There Is a Solution. This is Larry W. My terrific guest, John Giordano, will be back with me and Tomas doing the heavy duty at the boards. This is CRN Digital Talk, Langer Broadcasting. There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom81.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom81.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 81.com. Freedom81.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 888-600-3005. That's 888-600-3005. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind, so if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Call 888-600-3005.
wish I were down on some blue bayou with a bamboo cane stuck in the sand. But the road I'm on.
It is coming up on 45 after the hour. Larry W., a little country music now. All sorts of genres. As we mentioned earlier, we've talked about Dennis Marcellino, who is also sober, some 24 years. Devil Doll was a guest, also been in recovery. And Alana Downey, who is a producer of a variety of bands and singers and musicians, says that she has lots of folks who are in recovery. So we're going to be bringing them along, as we do here on the Recovery Talk Network, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Wednesday night, Richard C. will be back with Paul Appleby discussing the COPE Behavioral Community Services in Tucson, Arizona. Richard, of course, 27 years sober. Richard C. and the old-timers. Tomorrow night will be Dr. Terry Egan, the medical director at Moonview Sanctuary Outpatient Facility here in Southern California. Tonight, of course, you've been listening to and enjoying, as I have, John Giordano. He's the president and founder of the Holistic Addiction Treatment Center in North Miami Beach, inpatient, outpatient, and long-term facility. We want to get into that as well. And treating all sorts of things. Now, I'm looking at the website, which is drugrehabcenter.com, John. I see cocaine and crack and OxyContin, which is the opiates. But also you mentioned gambling and things like that. Let's talk a little bit about what happens when people do come to G&G, Holistic Addiction Treatment Center.
Okay, what we look at this as an addictive disorder. We don't look at the individual components, even though we do, but we look at it totally because we've got to look for all the addictions, not just one. You know what it's like? It's like protecting yourself against a robber, and you lock all the doors and close every window but the bathroom window.
Huh. So right, there's always an escape route if you're not
exactly.
Doing
so anything. We look at the whole person. Now, what we do in treatment is we look at the brain chemistry because we believe that primarily it's a brain chemistry imbalance, which is causing a lot of some of the psychiatric things as well. And we give them all kinds of testing and things of that nature. We do psychological testing, so we can see where they're coming from that aspect.
So you're starting with physiological and physical, and then emotional.
Right, and then emotional.
Wow, okay.
Exactly. We do every part. And then the spiritual. We also have a spiritual track for people who want to get back to either their faith or just get back to spirituality or energy, Buddhism, Judaism, Catholicism, whatever their choice may be that's going to get them back on track to get touch with the inner self again.
Wow, well, that's great. So you have, as you mentioned, a staff, over 70 people, that deals with all sorts of things. So someone comes in. And how long is the program? I'm sure you individualize it. I know that, Bat, that you're dealing with people and obviously not a cookie-cutter approach.
Well, right. It goes from anywhere from 28 days to 6 months. Now, we don't want them addicted to the program. Some programs go a year. I don't believe in that because then you become addicted to the program. When you get out in the world, you're done.
That's true. It's very interesting, right. And it's also, so it has to be not only safe while you're there, but also that transition has got to be critical,
right.
Too.
Well, and we make it total reality. We also do a nutritional assessment to see what they do with their eating. If they're eating properly, we do amino acid therapy, vitamin therapy, herbal therapy. We get their sleep patterns back. Because if you're not sleeping well, you're not going to learn well, and you're not going to think well and clearly.
Wow. So
we also do.
What do you do
sure
with that on the sleep? Let's just stay on that for a second.
Okay.
So how do you analyze, or how does that work?
Which part?
As far as the sleep disorders, what people.
Well, it's real simple. People come in after, when you're doing opiates and you're doing different drugs, you can't sleep. You throw off your whole pattern. Your days become nights, your nights become days. I didn't know if it was day or night, unless if it was light out, I could tell it was daytime. Most of the time,
clue.
I was in a foxhole. I don't know where I was. You know, they say the only suntan an addict gets, okay, or an alcoholic, is looking out the window, okay, for the cops coming. And you got a suntan across your eyes.
Tomas, are you getting all this? Because you're going to hear it again tomorrow. You're going to write it down for me here.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just an interesting component, but I guess that's where we move maybe onto the word holistic. And how did you either come up with that word, or how do you define the fact that you're
holistic? Well, it's really the whole person. We're all people. You know, when we first did treatment, your mother, they worked with the head. You know, everything was psychological.
Right.
They might as well cut the head off or put it on a chair, leave the body at home.
Ah.
Try to do your radio show with a bad stomach ache. Let me know how well you do.
Ah, interesting. So you're talking about every part of it, and not only every part of the physical body. So you say beyond the brain, because you're talking about sleep. You're also talking about nutrition. That affects brain chemistry too. As I know that as a recovering compulsive overeater, when I got off sugar and flour, my recovery as well as my body improved. And even when I got off caffeine just a couple of months ago. So there's a whole, again, holistic approach.
The whole thing, we do acupuncture 5 days a week. It's called auricular therapy to help with the cravings and to help to rebalance the neurotransmitters in the brain. Those are the chemicals in the brain that control mood. They go to karate classes to teach them leisure activities. They go to yoga to start to get interested in things that could fill up that space and that time. You know, when we stop using drugs and alcohol, there's empty spaces in our lives, thinking about it, going to get it, using, coming down, and repeating the cycle.
And that's interesting because some addictions are, I guess I heard it called about, like process addictions. I guess gambling. Let's talk a little bit about, these people, are they kind of all the same but all different? Gamblers are different than...
Everybody has their different symptomatology, but basically we're all the same. And what I mean by that is we suffer from loneliness, emptiness, mistrust. We want to be loved. We want to be understood. We want to be wanted. And we feel deficits in all those areas.
All right. Well, that's great. More. We're going to be wrapping up this first hour. Plenty more to come in the next hour. We're going to be going on a break, and then we'll have our final few minutes of this hour with John Giordano. He is the author. First of all, I want to mention that he's the author of Proven Holistic Treatment for Addiction and Chronic Relapse. More after this.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you. 1-800-336-2225.
I was searching for an answer when I reached out and found Narcotics Anonymous. I came to my first NA meeting in defeat. I didn't know what to expect.
Surrounded by fellow addicts, I realized I was not alone. I heard them talk about the same feelings I was afraid to share.
Recovery is what happens at NA meetings. It is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable?
Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet?
You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America.
This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could completely be wiped clean.
It's a proven program.
The best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work for you.
Plus, you don't have to pay back a penny of the debt that they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-0548. That's 800-768-0548.
You need to have at least $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us. 800-768-0548. Call now. 800-768-0548.
Hey, this is your kid's MP3 player. That's right, I can talk. You ever check out what your kid's listening to? I mean, blogs and podcasts and stuff like that. People are talking about everything you can imagine out there, and a lot of times there's drugs involved. I heard this one cat say weed makes you smarter because it makes your brain bigger. Now, you don't want your kid listening to fools like that. Come on now. I'm just saying that maybe talk to your kid and check out what he's loading up. Let him know you care, and maybe he'll think twice about drugs.
Listening, the anti-drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hello, this is Brent Ogle. Join me Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern for my new show, We Sent Brent, here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Each week, we will travel to a new destination, meet interesting people, while exploring unique places. Join me, Brent Ogle, for my new show, We Sent Brent, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Thank you.
fail. If I believed, would the wind always fill up my sails? How far would I go? What could I achieve? Trusting the hero in me. If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge where fools and dreamers had a tread, and never lose faith, even when losing my way. What step would I take today if I were brave?
It is 55 after the hour. That's Janice Stanfield. What would I do if I were brave? And that's a great sentiment that we're sharing here tonight. If you're struggling with an addiction or if you have a loved one who's in trouble, give us a call or send me an email, LarryW@RecoveryTalkNetwork.com. And you could do no better than giving John Giordano a call at G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Center. Their number is 800-559-9503, or you can go to the website and learn more about John Giordano and the proven holistic treatment for addiction and chronic relapse at www.drugrehabcenter.com. John, there's lots more to talk about. I know we're going to talk about the book in the next hour and how that came about, but also maybe we can even, as I say, put a bow on this hour. Take a couple minutes and for people out there who may have to leave at the top of the hour, what message would you like to share with them at this point?
A real simple one. If you and I are in recovery this long, and we still go to meetings, why would we do that if it wasn't giving us a great life and a payback? I never did drugs. The only reason I did drugs was it did something for me.
It seemed to work. We thought it did. It took away whatever pain at the moment anyway. You're absolutely right.
So, you know something? I don't care if you were abused, if you didn't have schooling, if you didn't do any of that stuff, it really doesn't matter. Get out there and put one foot in front of the other, and you do what winners do, win.
But also, as I say, for people who are out there, as people, as you've mentioned, if you have a loved one, you know, there's a tradition sometimes in recovery, you have to sit back and let the loved one hit bottom and just take care of yourself. And that's all well and good as far as it goes. But I like what you said before about an intervention that helped you. If you're out there and there's someone in your life that's having some troubles, maybe you do have to step in. It obviously worked for you, John.
Well, we do interventions also.
Ah, okay.
So we do all of it. From A to B, A to Z, or whatever you want to call it.
So people who are out there can also call you if they just have the loved ones. So rather than waiting,
if they can't come to us because of money or whatever, their insurance, we will find a place for them. Because if God called you to our step, it's our duty to help you find some place to get help.
Well, that is great. We want to hear a lot more. You can fill us in a little bit more about your story of recovery for the new listeners after the top of the hour. But I want to remind everybody that, again, we will be back. But for now, please go to our website, recoverytalknetwork.com. By the way, if you missed last week's shows with either the Comedians of Yuckaholics or with William Cope Moyers, William Moyers, who's a son of course, Bill Moyers, of Bill Moyers Journal, his interview, and as well as that of Claire Weissman is on our CRN website archive, show archive, so you can listen to those shows as well as Richard's show with the energy healer and life coach in recovery, Tia, who combines the 12 steps with information from The Secret. So those shows are on the archives, will be on till the end of the week, and then this show will be on the archives. So with that, we want to remind everybody that there's another hour tonight with John Giordano, Giordano and Goldfarb, Holistic Addiction Treatment Center, inpatient, outpatient, and long-term recovery aid in North Miami Beach, Florida. Stand by, and we will be back. This is Larry W. and Tomas on the Recovery Talk Network on CRN Digital Talk and Langer Broadcasting.